Are you ready to unlock the keys to your inner world? Welcome to the Soul Keys Podcast, where we will explore the transformative power of manifesting, intuition development, energy healing, and so much more. Each week, we're going to dive into topics like oracle card readings, spiritual hypnosis, and practical techniques that will help you access the inner wisdom that's always been within you. My name is Kelly T. Smith. I'm the author of the Intuitive Life Coaching Oracle Cards, the Guiding Light Oracle Cards, and my newest deck, Signs from the Universe. Join me as we embark on a journey of self-discovery and manifest the life that you truly desire. Be sure to check back every Sunday for new episodes. Let's get started. Welcome back to Soul Keys Podcast for another show. This is episode 2 of the relaunch of the Soul Keys Podcast. So if you haven't already, go back and listen to episode 1. I also created a bonus gift for you guys, which is the Healing Tree Meditation or the Healing Tree Hypnosis, which goes with the show from last week. So check out my show. You can find it at www.soulsearchingzone.com or www.intuitivelifecoachingwithkelly.com. And also subscribe to my YouTube channel, because there you're going to be able to find the newest meditation, the Healing Tree Hypnosis. Today's show is Stop Playing Small, Breaking Through Your Own Self-Imposed Limitations. To start off today's show, I went ahead and picked a card from my newest Oracle card deck, Signs from the Universe, and I'm going to go ahead and read that now. The card is the Mountain. Challenges, reaching new heights, and breakthroughs. Your message. You're most likely experiencing a time in your life when you feel like no matter what you do, you cannot overcome your current situation. Spirit is here to remind you that you have everything you need within you to overcome this specific challenge or obstacle that you are facing. Remember that challenges are an important part of learning and evolving. Take a step back and think of the obstacle that you're currently facing. Instead of thinking of it as something that's overwhelming or larger than life that you couldn't possibly overcome, go ahead and begin now to visualize yourself on the other side of this obstacle or challenge. Breathe in and out a sigh of relief as you reflect on the feeling that you will have when you've overcome this, or when you rise to the occasion and make the impossible happen. Continue doing this as many times as it takes for you to suddenly see a way through or around your current situation. When you receive the Mountain as a sign from Spirit, not only will you overcome the situation, but you will also reap the rewards from your efforts in ways that you may have never expected. Your sign. Mountains have a very spiritual essence to them, and yet to stand at the foot of a mountain, you're reminded of how small you are in comparison. If you are presented with the mountain as a sign from the universe, it can be a metaphor for a problem or a challenge that feels impossible to overcome. It can also represent a goal or a dream that you feel is out of your reach. No matter how hard you try to avoid it, it is always there, intimidating in appearance, beckoning you to take the journey. It is also symbolic for pushing yourself past your limits to achieve something that you once thought you didn't have the inner strength or capability to accomplish. So now take this metaphor and apply it to your current life circumstances. What areas of your life are you avoiding that feel too large, too big to handle? The mountain is here to teach you that there is more than you know. When you take the journey up the mountain, you will learn things about yourself that you didn't know before. You will discover a hidden well of strength that will rise up from the depths of your soul. When you reach the summit, you will feel the exhilaration of what it means to transform your limitations into strengths. Key number 1. Are you playing small? It is easy to feel stuck and get stuck and be in a situation or a chapter in your life where you feel like you are repeating the same day over and over again. Like you're unable to move forward no matter what you do. But in this episode, Spirit wants to invite you to dive deeper. And we're going to start by asking ourselves, ask yourself, what beliefs are holding you back? While simultaneously offering a sense of comfort and safety, what am I avoiding that needs my loving attention? Where in my life am I being called to take a leap of faith? This reminds me of a powerful passage in the Bible that's often interpreted metaphorically from a metaphysical perspective. Matthew 17:20. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. When we play small, we often exaggerate the obstacles in our path, making them seem insurmountable, mountain-sized. This serves as a dual purpose. First, it allows us to avoid change, to remain in our familiar comfort zone, even if it's not truly serving us. Second, it protects our ego, because our subconscious mind is wired for survival, and it prioritizes safety. If we've perceived a past or a potential future event as frightening, our subconscious mind will do everything to keep us tucked away in our little cocoon, because it's a protective mechanism. But it can also prevent us from growing, from living, from expanding, from moving on into the next chapter of our lives. Think of it like this. Your wings need to spread out in order to work properly. They can't lift you from the confines of your comfort zone. True growth, true transformation, requires us to embrace a degree of discomfort. It's in those moments of emotional vulnerability, when we dare to step outside of the familiar, that we discover the strengths within ourselves. It's in taking that uncomfortable action, facing what we've been avoiding, that we will rise to the level that we need to be on to finally be able to spread our wings and soar. It's not about denying the fear, but acknowledging and facing it, and then choosing to move forward anyway with the smallest seed of faith as your guide. That seed, nurtured with courage and self-compassion, can indeed move mountains. When you finally allow yourself to harness your inner power by operating from a space of unwavering faith, you're going to eventually become resilient. If you learn to trust that no matter what challenges you face, there is something bigger guiding you, and you put all of your trust into this invisible force within you that's guiding you, you stop feeding the force within you that is limiting you, and that's when you're finally going to be free to experience a breakthrough. So let us go ahead now and pause for reflection. Close your eyes, take in a deep breath, and think of an obstacle or an area in your life that feels overwhelming, that feels almost too daunting to even face. And have the courage to turn and directly look at it with the intention to face it. Sit with this feeling for as long as you need to. And allow yourself to notice the way your subconscious mind might be trying to protect you or keep you from getting hurt by keeping you small and limited in your comfort zone and convincing you that it's not safe for you to take a leap of faith, or that you're not good enough or worthy, or that you'll be rejected. Stay with this feeling for a moment longer. And now imagine an invisible force rising up, freeing you from this protective cocoon and giving you your wings so you can fly higher, so you can soar high above and get a bird's eye view. Does the mountain look so big from way up here? stay here for just a moment and listen to any guidance that you've been receiving. You may notice that the mountain looks and feels different than it did when you were directly in front of it. Key number two. In order to soar with your new wings, you have to uncover your hidden fears. Sometimes, what you're genuinely afraid of isn't what you think you're afraid of. It's often masked, disguised, or buried beneath layers of past hurts and wounds and other emotions. We might tell ourselves that we're afraid of failure, but perhaps deeper down, we're just afraid of success. We're afraid of the responsibility that it might entail or the potential judgment of others. We might fear vulnerability, but perhaps that fear stems from a deeper longing for connection and a fear of rejection. These hidden fears can act as anchors. They keep us grounded into what we know, making us believe that we're staying safe, keeping us grounded when we're meant to fly. They whisper doubts in our ears, create stories of worst-case scenarios, and convince us that staying small is the safest option. To truly break free and embrace our potential, we must become fearless and explore our inner landscape. This requires courage, self-compassion, and a willingness to look honestly at our own shadows. So let us go ahead now and pause for reflection. Here are some life coaching questions that you can ponder on, think about, or journal with. Go ahead and take a deep breath and close your eyes. What situations or opportunities make you feel uneasy or anxious? Sit with that question for just a moment. Go ahead and pause if you need to. The next question is, what negative thoughts or beliefs surface when I consider stepping out of my comfort zone? So think of what thoughts or beliefs start to reveal themselves when you start to move or think about moving past your comfort zone. The next one is, what am I avoiding and why? What stories am I telling myself about that situation? Is it true? If you were to achieve your dreams, what would be the potential downside or challenges? Go ahead and dig deep here and pause with this if you need to. Dig deep and ask yourself, what would be the potential downsides or challenges if you were to achieve your dream? Because even seemingly positive changes can trigger underlying fears. And then the final question is, what past experiences might be contributing to my current fears? If you need to, write down some of these questions and journal on them, because you will be surprised how powerful journaling and asking these powerful questions are going to bring up hidden fears, hidden emotions, emotions that we have stuck energy, that we have purposely pushed down or compartmentalized. Once you shine a light on it by asking these questions, that is when you set things in motion. That is when you begin to move towards something new. That's when change and transformation starts. As you uncover these hidden fears, remember that you need to approach yourself with kindness and understanding. These fears are not a sign of weakness. They're a natural part of the human experience. They're simply a signal that there's something within us that needs attention and healing. By acknowledging and addressing these fears, we can begin to release their grip on us, allowing us to spread our wings and soar to new heights. It's a journey of self-discovery. We're going to go ahead now and move on to key number 3, surrender to the divine plan. One of the sneakiest ways that your subconscious mind or ego tries to trick you into complacency is by attempting to control the outcome of any given situation before you even allow yourself to begin the journey up the mountain. It wants to map out every single detail, predict every twist, every turn, ensuring a perfectly safe and predictable path. But life and growth and transformation, the change that you so desperately seek, the prayer that you've asked to be answered, requires you to surrender. So you need to decide where you are going. Decide what your vision is, what mountain you wish to climb, and then surrender the how part over to a higher power, to the universe. This doesn't mean letting go of all responsibility or becoming passive. It means setting your intention, taking inspired action, and then trusting that the how will unfold in perfect divine timing. When you release the need to control every single detail and surrender to a higher guidance, you align with a force far greater than your own. It becomes your own inner GPS, guiding you step by step on a need-to-know basis. Your breakthrough, your transformation, requires you to experience the journey one step at a time. Because when you're trying to control the journey, it's like trying to navigate a dark forest with a tiny flashlight, only seeing a few feet ahead. You limit your ability to discover unexpected shortcuts, hidden pathways, and the most highest path towards your destination. When you surrender, you're going to open yourself up to possibilities beyond your wildest imagination. You will allow yourself to be guided to the path that is in the highest alignment with Source, with your soul's purpose, and with your highest good. It's a dance between intention and surrender, action and trust. You set the direction, and then you allow the divine to orchestrate the steps. You trust the path, even if it's not the only one you initially envisioned. It's going to lead you where you need to go. Trust that the journey itself will be a catalyst for your growth, your transformation, and your ultimate breakthrough. So as I am doing this show right now, I'm getting a channeled message about Spirit is just showing me that many of you who are listening to this are going to be asking the question. You're going to be saying to yourself, Kelly, how do I surrender? I've tried. I don't even know what that looks like. I don't even know what that means. So I'm going to give you a step by step. It's not as hard as you think it is. You're first going to start by setting your intention to surrender, to pick a problem that you have, pick a challenge, and then I want you to set the intention by saying a prayer. Dear God, Source, Universe, I'm going to hand this over. Imagine yourself physically handing over whatever this is and say to God, Source, Universe, I know that you know the best way forward for me, and I'm going to give it to you. This is where I want to go, and know that you are going to take me there, that you are going to bring me there, that you are going to get me through this in the most unexpected, magical way possible. So create some version of a prayer that's easier for you to remember than that. But the point is that you need to surrender to a higher power, and I need you to feel it. It almost feels like a click inside your soul, like you centered into yourself you inputted the direction and now you're just allowing the GPS to spit up the map and tell you step by step, turn right, turn left. And it will only tell you as you're going forward. So you have to start driving. So do that. Today, you're going to think of something you're stuck with. You're going to think of it's your job. You're going to think of it's a relationship. You're going to think of it could be a health thing. It could be a weight thing. Whatever it is that you feel like you've exhausted your resources, your mind has tried every single thing. You have looked up you have researched and thought about and redone and all of the things that you've tried and still no movement. That's your sign that it's time for you to try this. Try surrendering, try asking for help, surrendering it to higher power, and then listening and just getting in the vehicle and waiting for the next right move, for the next right turn, for the next right nudge within your soul. You can do this. I have faith in you. I believe in you. So thank you all so much for listening to this show today. Stop playing small, breaking through your own self-limitations. My name is Kelly T. Smith, and I would love to hear from you. Like I said, please do find me on YouTube. You can also go to my blog to see my next newest blog that will have a link to something that I'm going to be creating for you this week, which is I'm going to create a moving mountains guided meditation, guided hypnosis for you sometimes this week. So please make sure and subscribe to my YouTube. And go to my blog at www.soulsearchingzone.com/spiritualcoachingblog. Thank you all so much for joining me today, and I'll see you again next Sunday. Until then.